KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:05, it's mostly clear and 61 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be mostly sunny here today with a high of 82. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, where they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no-wait refills and Rex Packs. In Western Iowa news, one person was injured Sunday afternoon during a collision between an SUV and a tractor in Shelby County. The Iowa State Patrol reports 67-year-old Russell Buckley of Erling, who was not wearing a seatbelt, was transported by Defiance Rescue to Mertzu Memorial Hospital in Harlan and later to the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha following the crash that happened at around 2:50 p.m. south of Defiance. Officials say Buckley was traveling north on Linden Road in a 1949 Ford 8N tractor when 23-year-old Oren Wright of Kirkman tried to pass the tractor in a marked no-passing zone as he was also traveling north on Linden. Wright's 2004 Lincoln Navigator clipped the left rear tire of the tractor, causing Buckley to be thrown from the machine. The accident remains under investigation. One person was transported to the Cass County Hospital here in Atlantic following a two-vehicle collision Sunday evening at 7th and Pine Streets in Atlantic. Atlantic Police Officer Tim Olson.
The female driver of an SUV pulled over for a fire truck responding to a separate call. A male driver in a pickup was distracted by the fire truck and rear-ended the vehicle in front.
The accident happened at around 7:40 p.m. The driver of the SUV was injured and transported by medevac to the hospital. A citation was issued to the driver of the pickup. The names of those involved in the crash have not yet been released. Officials at the Iowa Department of Natural Resources and Fremont County Sheriff's Office said Sunday evening a search was underway in the Missouri River near Hamburg for a man who went missing after being swept under a barge Sunday afternoon. The search was being conducted by the Southwest Iowa Dive Team. The man whose name was being withheld pending notification of family was a passenger in a boat that stalled shortly after it launched from the Hamburg-Mitchell boat ramp access landing at around 2 p.m. Sunday. The boat drifted a short distance downstream where it was swept under a barge that was moored to the bank. The missing man and boat had not been located at his last report. The operator of the boat, 47-year-old Johnny Fields of Shenandoah, was able to swim under the barge and was rescued downstream by people on shore. Neither of the men was wearing a life jacket. The incident remains under investigation by the Iowa Department of Natural Resources. Hamburg Fire and Rescue, Riverton Fire and Rescue, and LifeNet from Clarinda assisted the DNR at the scene. A man from Taylor County was seriously injured Saturday night during an alcohol-related crash in northwest Missouri. The Missouri State Patrol reports 49-year-old Troy Ferens of Blockton was driving a 2003 Harley-Davidson motorcycle westbound on Missouri Highway C, about 3 miles west of Elmo in Nottoway County, when he crossed the center line of the road. His cycle struck an eastbound car driven by 21-year-old Breanne Hunt of Burlington Junction. That accident happened at around 8:40 p.m. Saturday. Ferens was ejected from the cycle following the crash. He was flown by LifeNet helicopter to Creighton University Medical Center in Omaha for treatment of his injuries. Hunt was not injured in the crash. Ferens was charged with driving while intoxicated and failure to drive on the right half of the roadway. Police and Council Bluffs said Sunday they were searching for a man allegedly involved in an incident of assault that took place early Sunday morning. Just after midnight, uniformed officers were called to 202 and a half North 8th Street to investigate a report of a female who had been struck with a blunt object and was bleeding from the head. Officers spoke with the victim, 27-year-old April Stout, and several witnesses. Stout said an unknown black male suspect with an average build and wearing dark clothing forced his way into the residence after knocking on the door. The suspect, described as being 25 to 35 years old, about 6 feet 3 inches tall, was apparently looking for a person unknown who did not live at Stout's address. The suspect then became upset over Stout's dog being too close to him and got into an altercation with Stout. The man allegedly hit the woman in the neck with a sharp object and fled the residence on foot. Stout had a severe laceration to her neck and was transported to Mercy Hospital for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries. That incident remained under investigation by the Council Bluffs Police Department's Criminal Investigation Division. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office Sunday released details about a recent arrest. Early Sunday morning at around 12:40 a.m., deputies of the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office arrested 53-year-old Rebecca Ann Goodwin of Red Oak at the intersection of Halland Avenue and Thorn Street in Stanton as a fugitive from justice due to a valid warrant for her arrest. Out of Taney County, Missouri, Goodwin was transported to the Montgomery County Jail, where she was being held without bond and awaiting extradition to Missouri. And two Council Bluffs police officers suffered minor injuries during an attempt to arrest a man Saturday night. Authorities say 26-year-old Jesse Schaffer of Council Bluffs was arrested at around 11 p.m. on charges that include aggravated assault, harassment in the first degree, operation while intoxicated, and two counts of assault on a peace officer. Schaffer was taken into custody after officers were dispatched to 3408 37th Avenue in Council Bluffs for a disturbance involving a man armed with a semi-automatic pistol. Schaffer allegedly threatened to shoot one of the occupants of the house. Officers arrived on the scene and were told Schaffer had fled the scene on foot into an open field north of the residence. Officers set up a perimeter and waited for canine units from Omaha to assist with the search. As the canine officer arrived and began to clear the immediate area around the house, Omaha Police Helicopter Able 1 arrived on the scene to assist in the search. After about an hour, officers received information that Schaffer was picked up by another party and transported out of the area. The perimeter was then shut down and the two officers were still on the scene when Schaffer arrived back at the house. Officers approached the man and ordered him to show his hands, but Schaffer was uncooperative and would not comply. As he fought with officers, one of the officers deployed his taser, but it had no effect on Schaffer, who continued to fight with the officers and not comply with their instructions. Once taken into custody, Schaffer was treated by Council Bluffs Fire Department and rescued and transported to the Pottawatomie County Jail. In the funeral announcements, Robert C. Madsen, age 94, of Avoca and formerly of Elkhorn, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Robert Madsen will be today at 10:30 at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home of Exira has arrangements. Florence Gemmel Peterman, age 94, of Atlantic and formerly of Villisca, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Florence Peterman will be today at 10:30 at the Nelson Boylan Lorette Funeral Chapel in Red Oak. Laverne Clark, age 89, of Harlan, died Saturday at the Elmcrest Retirement Community. A memorial service for Laverne Clark will be today at 11 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. John Paul Deist, age 76, of Audubon, died Thursday at the Audubon County Hospital. Funeral services for John Deist will be today at 2 o'clock at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home is in charge of the arrangements. Norma Wanninger, age 91, of Manning, died Tuesday at the Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Norma Wanninger will be this Tuesday at 10 o'clock at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. Susan Smith, age 68, of Adel, died Friday at Mercy Hospice in Johnston. A memorial service for Susan Carol Smith will be Wednesday at 10 a.m. at the Dexter United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home Stewart Chapel has the arrangements. Harold Harry Nolan, age 86, of Harlan, died Friday. A mass of Christian burial for Harry Nolan will be this Friday at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. James Polson, age 59, of Atlantic, died Friday. Memorial services for James B. Polson will be Saturday at 3 o'clock at the Hoy Kilnoski Funeral Home in Council Bluffs. And Nina Walker, Walters, age 94, of died Saturday at the Caring Acres Nursing and Rehab in Anita. Funeral services for Nina Walters are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Messina. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.